Okay, we're picking up from the Gemara Memdal and Manav, according to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Hevilafad of Maleach Tchila, if they brought for him a salted food to be eaten first, who pass imo, and then they brought bread with it afterwards, Mivarachal Maleach Apotes Apas. You make the bracha on the salted food, and you don't have to worry about the bracha on the bread, meaning you're covered with the bracha on the salty food. Why? Shapas Tfelilo. Because in this situation, even bread can become secondary to the salted food, and therefore not making a bracha on the pas. The Gemara is going to discuss this whole case. Zaklal, this is the rule. Kol she'ikar v'imot tefela, whenever you have something that is the main food, v'imot tefela, and you have something that's secondary to that, then you make the bracha v'rachla ikar poter satfela. You make the bracha on the main point, and you do not make the bracha on the secondary food. Okay. So says the Gemara now, Umi ikam midi de havi maliach ikar pas tefila. But what's going on over here? How do you have a situation where you have, bread is always an ikar food, it's always the main food. How is it over here you have the salted food is going to be the main ikar, and the bread is going to be the tafel? So says the Gemara, Amar vacha brei d'avirvia, Amar vashi ba'ochle peros genusar shad. The Mishnah is referring to specifically someone who's eating peros genusar. So what exactly is the situation of someone who's eating peros genusar? So according to Rashi, it seems to be that in Achanami, yeah, we're saying that they were so chashuv, and they're even more chashuv than bread, and therefore you make the bracha on these peros, and that's why you don't have to worry about the bracha on bread. This is the one exception to the rule, you'd make a bracha on that. However, the Tosos over here and the Rabbeinu Yonah seem to give a different shot. Tosos says that you first have the peros, and because they were so sweet, you're having something salty afterwards, and since you're going to have something so salty afterwards, then the only reason you're having the bread is to take down the salt from the saltiness, the thing that you'd have to take out the sweetness. So it's a whole three-step process according to Tosos. Again, I have the fruits which are extremely sweet, and then to get rid of that sweetness, I need to have something a little bit salty, and then to just get rid of that saltiness, I'm just having the bread, but the bread is not there at all. For the reasoning of having the bread is not there for the ikar point, it's just to get rid of the saltiness. And then Tosfos asks, then why am I not making a bracha on the peros first? Why am I making a bracha on the middle stage of the maliach? So Tosfos give two answers. I'm just going to mention the second one. The second answer they said is that when I first had these fruits, I didn't realize that I was going to have the salty food or the bread to get rid of that salty food afterwards. So that's why I didn't make the bracha on that, meaning I did make the bracha on the peros, but it wasn't motzi the other two things. I didn't realize I was going to have them. Then I had the maliach. I need to make the bracha on this salty item, and then I don't make the bracha on the bread because the bread is only coming to counter the saltiness of the food that I had in the middle stage. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says about peros genusar shanu. Now the Gemara is going to discuss how amazing peros genusar are. So this is Gemara Amar Abar Chavana Kihave. First of all, also, where are these peros genusar? So these were on the Kinneret. That's where they were. So the Rashi says Eretz Yam Kinneres. So that's where these peros were. There was a very chashuv there. They're beautiful peros there. When a person drives to Tveria, could see very beautiful peros being grown in Baruch Hashem even nowadays in Eretz Yisrael. Kinnus Gemara Amar Baruchana. When we go after Rabbi Yochanan to eat peros genusar, when we were 100 people with Rabbi Yochanan, we would each take for us 10 fruits. So if they had that, each person's taking 10. With 100, then we're having 1,000 total fruits. A lot of fruits. Okay? And if we had 10 people, 100. Each of us could take 100, meaning we could also have 1,000 fruits. So each one of us could take a basket that contained 3 sa, which is a lot. If volume would be a few hundred, probably even if not a few thousand, kizesim worth of peros. And Rabbi Yochanan would eat them, and he would swear that he wasn't full he wouldn't even eat any food from this when he ate this peros genusar. Gemara says, Yunus Alkadaitach, he said that he didn't even eat food? What does that mean? He ate this whole thing. So it's like, Gemara, Ela Ema Mizone. No, he was saying that he wasn't full from these peros. Keep in mind, Rabbi Yochanan was the same Rabbi Yochanan who was extremely heavy. So maybe that's part of it over here as well. I'm not sure. But that's what the Gemara would say, that he was, so he was still very, he would still want to have more because of how amazing these fruits were. Okay, Rabbi Abahu achel ad havi sharik le duvta me'apuser. Rabbi Abahu would have these fruits until a fly would slip off of his forehead. So Rashi says that because like his forehead was so was like oily because it was so oily from these fruits, so wet from these fruits that was the mussel over here of how amazing these fruits are. Rabbi Ravasi v'kalachad denoser mazahayu. Rabbi Ravasi would eat them until their hair would fall off. Rabbi Yochanan v'shalakish v'achal demarid. Rashi says demarid was daito mitarefes, that they would lose their mind, so to speak. So what would happen? Rabbi Yochanan would have to tell the nasi that mishadel Rabbi Yehuda nasiya belusha abasra. Rabbi Yehuda would send people to take care of them, maisel abasra, and bring them in back to his house. Kiyasar of Dimi Omar, Ir Achas Haisal Yanai Melech Behar Melech, Rabbi Yanai the king. And it was the time of the Yehuda. He had a kingdom, and he had a certain city. Shayamotzi Mano Shishim Rebot Salfe Siflei Taris. They would have 600,000 bulls. The Rashi says it's sliced fish, and Rashi calls it Tunina Belaz. So it sounds like tuna. I don't know. I've never known Lazi Rashi, but it could be that that's a Tunina. Rashi is referring to tuna. So they had 600,000 bulls of tuna. Lakutze Te'enim. To feed the people who were gathering the figs. Me'erev Shabbos, Le'erev Shabbos. To show you how many people were working there. They had a massive staff. So if you needed so many food to feed the staff, then there was, think about how many figs they were collecting. So we see how amazing these areas were for growing peros. Kiyasa Ravin Amar, when Ravin came to Bavel from Eretz Yisrael, so he said, "Ilan echad ayal leyanei amelach bar amelach." There was one tree the Yanei had. Shei moridim b'menu arba'im sa gozals. They would bring 40 saws worth of a gozals, like a young pigeon. Mishlosh berevos berechos bachodesh, from three different like nests or something like that per month. Okay, kiyaser of Rabbi Yitzchak Amar ir achas haisa b'shalayim Eretz Yisrael. Sorry, there was a city in Eretz Yisrael, the Gufanish Amar, and his name was Gufanish. Shmonim zugos achim kohanim. There was 80 pairs of kohanim. Nosim l'shmonim zugos achayos kohanos. We're married to 80 pairs of kohanos, who meaning the daughters of kohanim. And so we see how important yichus was. They were so careful about it. Badkar banim esrevar naradav alashkecho. And we looked in Bavel. We didn't find something even remotely close to this. How careful we were in Eretz Yisrael about the yichus. Bar b'masid Rav Chista, except for the daughters of Rav Chista, davinasin l'Rami Bar Chama ulamar ukva Bar Chama. They were married to Rami Bar Chama, Mar Ukva Bar Chama. Afagav, the inu havikanta, inu lama havikane. These two sisters were married to these brothers, but these brothers were not kohanim. So it's not similar at all. So I'm not exactly sure why the Gemara wanted to even suggest that it was similar to the case of Rav Chista. Okay? Continues the Gemara anyway. Amar Rav, kosu d'shein b'melech, Eina Seuda. So once we were talking about something salty, we just mentioned a person should always have salt at a meal. Amar B'chia Barab, Amar Yochanan, Kol Suda Shein Bosarif Eina Seuda. A meal that you don't have some soup is not a meal. Okay, now next Mishnah. Achal Navim Te'in Ramon. If a person has grapes, figs, or pomegranates, Mevarachar and Shulash Brachos, he'll say the benching, Divi Rabbi Gamliel. That's what Rabbi Gamliel holds, that if you have the Shiva Seminim, you're going to bench. V'chachamim no, Bracha Achas Min Shalosh. You only say what we'd colloquially know is Ala Eitz or Ala Michya or Ala Geffen. Rabbi Akiva says, no, afilo, even further, afilo achal shelek v'umazon, if you're having a cooked vegetable, and you're full from that, and that's your meal, then you bench. Mevarach alav shalosh brachos, you would bench on that. Hashos amayim atzama, one who drinks water when he's thirsty, that's an important halacha, only when you're thirsty. Then you say, mevarach shakol niya bidvara. Then you'll say, shahakol, Rabbi Tarfon says, bori nefashos shabbos uchesronan, that he held that was actually the bracha rishona you say. We're going to see, that's obviously the bracha achrona. Rabbi Tarfon held in the Mishnah that that's the bracha rishona you say on water. Now Gemara is analyzing shitas Rabbi Gamliel. Says Gemara, my tamad Rabbi Gamliel, what is the reasoning for Gamliel? What's his drasha to say that you should bench on all shiva seminim? So it says Gemara, dechsev, the pasuk says, eretz chita sa'or al-gefen v'etir rim, eretz ha'yisem v'vash, where he quotes all the shivas haminim, and it says right after that, eretz asher l'b'sunas tochav alechav, then the very next pasuk says, a land, right, you're going to have bread. You're not without poverty. You're going to have bread, like right, without being poor. The pasuk right after that tells you the chiyuv to bench. So we see that there's a connection fundamentally between the shivas haminim and benching. So the Gemara now says, Rabbanu, what are they going to respond? He's right. Rabbi Gamliel has a good taina that it says right 2 seconds before it had the mentioning of the shivas haminim. Right into there it said bread, and right after that it said benching. The Rabbanu says no, it's obvious. Eretz hefsikanin. It says right eretz chita sa'ora. The next pasuk says eretz asher lo tishkomos kol lechem. It says specifically a land. Why does it repeat the lashon of eretz? It's a riboy. Something that's coming to exclude what it says before. Only for lechem are we going to bench. Ve'achadav sevat rafta. However, anything else you would not need to bench. So the Gemara is going to now says, wait a second, though, that's true. Rabbi Gamliel, what are you going to do with that? Rabbi Gamliel, Eretz Hivsekin, and meaning the Rabbanon have an obvious point that that's true. The Eretz is Hivsekin, and so how do you respond? Says the Gemara, you're right. He also has a drasher from the idea of Eretz, specifically talking about lechem. You would have thought on all types of wheat, because it says lechem, which is referring to the Shiva Saminim, and in the next pasuk mentioned lechem also. So it's including someone who chews, like right we had before, the kernels of wheat. If you obviously eating them and you eat the whole of these kernels of wheat, since that's not the derech, you will not, even according to Rabbi Gamliel, you would not be saying shalosh brachos and not be benching on that. Anything from the chamesh haminim. Remember, we have the browse, barley, rye, oats, wheat, spelt. Those are the five minim. Anything before you say borim minazonos, l'vasof brachachas min shalosh, and you say we're paskin now like the rabbanan. You paskin and you say one. Shaila, why do amarim have to come and paskin? We always paskin. Yachid rabim lach rabim. Rishonim deal with that kasha. Amar rabbi rabbi amar Yosha ben Levi. Kol shum shiva saminin, any food that's from the shiva saminin, but tchilam varach borei priya eitz. In the beginning, you're going to say borei priya eitz. So v'sof bracha achas min shalosh. You say the ala eitz. Okay, k'nis the gemara now. Amar lei rav amar lei abaye le rav dimi. My nihu bracha achas. What is the bracha that you say brachas achas min shalosh? Amar lei a period de eitz on borei priya eitz. What would you say on the bracha achrona al eitz v'al priya eitz v'al tinevas hasadeh, and for the produce of the field v'aritzchem de tovar chava, and for the amazing, right, land of Eretz Yisrael, or Chavet, spacious, Shin Chaltal Avasina, which you gave to our forefathers, Lechol Meprim Lisboa Tuva, to have its fruit, right, to be satisfied from all the good in Eretz Yisrael. Rachim Na Hashem Lokino Al Yisrael, Rachim Hashem Lokino Al Yisrael Amecha, have mercy on HaKadosh Baruch Hu on your people, Al Yisrael Merecha, Al Mikdashach, Al Mizbechacha, and also on the Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim, and the Tzivna Yerushalayim, Mer HaKodesh Bin Rav Aminu, and you should build the Yerushalayim, Mer HaKodesh, quickly. V'aleinu l'suchad, bring us into Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, v'samcheinu ba, we'll be happy. Ki'ata tov u'meitiv lakol. You are good and also good to everyone. Okay? That's the bracha of the and alamecha. And again, it's me'ein shalosh because it has the themes of all of benching. It has over here, all the themes of benching are covered. If you look carefully, I'm not going through all the examples now, but if you look, it's clear that the main shalosh is there, and also kiyat tov meitiv lakol is even the summary of the fourth bracha as well. So we have, that's why it's called main shalosh, it'll be a bridge version of the three. This is Gemara now, the chameshes haminim, what bracha do you make? Chameshes haminim, ala mechi v'ala kalkala, on the nourishment and the kalkala, also something like that, nourishment and sustenance, v'al tinvas hasadeh, for the produce of Yavel, v'chosem ala aretz, v'al mechi, say the whole same bracha, and then you end off with the land and the nourishment of the land. The Gemara says, mechsam v'may chosim, how does one conclude the bracha when it comes to fruits? Okay, so says the Gemara, Rav Chasim Rosh Chodesh, so what's the Shaila? Is, can I say Al Aretz Vel Pero says, Aretz and Pero is two different things. You're not allowed to end the bracha with two different inyanim. I only end the bracha with one thing. However, if the two things are similar, so says the Gemara, it's going to be okay. So how do I know that? So the Gemara quotes Rav now. Rav Chasim Rosh Chodesh, Baruch Mekadesh Yisrael, Barosh Kadashim. And Rosh Chodesh, he would say, right, Baruch Mekadesh Yisrael is Mekadesh Yisrael and Rosh Chodesh. Because Yisrael and Mekadesh the Chodesh, so it's really one inyan. So the Gemara had no problem with Rav doing that. So too over here, Halcha Mais, the Gemara says, what are you going to answer? So Rav Chista says, it is good enough. Amar al Aretz al Pero said that that's similar enough, and that's not a problem of saying two inyanim that are not similar enough. Really, it is similar enough of here. Rabbi Yochanan says, al Aretz al Peros, you end off by saying for the land and for the fruits. So that is going to be similar enough. So not al aretz v'al peroseh, rather al aretz v'al haperos. So again, what's the difference peroseh versus peros? Peroseh sounds like its fruits, referring specifically to the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. However, al aretz v'al peros, just in general, is for the land of Eretz Yisrael and the fruits stam, without getting specific to the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, how are we going to paskin? Amravavram. Ravamram said, v'lo pligi, Rav Chisda and Yochanan aren't arguing on their statements. Halan, the ruling of saying al aretz v'al peroseh, Rav Chisda is referring to Bavel. And then Ha'alahu, the ruling of Rabbi Yochanan that says aretz v'al peros is referring to Bnei Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara has an obvious question. Again, we said when we say aretz v'al peroseh, is thanking Hashem for the land and its fruits. Its fruits is the land of Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara asks, Maski Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Inu Achav Ahan V'Rachinan, what do you mean in Eretz Yisrael where the fruits grow, we and Bavel are going to say a bracha more specific to the fruits, and they don't say the bracha that's more specific. That doesn't make any sense. So rather, he says ela ipuch. No, when we say that halan halahu, that meant we have to flip the shittas. Rav Chista says ala aretz v'ala peros, and Rabbi Yochanan says aretz v'ala perosaya. And then the halan v'halahu works. Rabbi Yochanan saying that when you eat fruits of Eretz Yisrael, you say ala aretz v'ala perosaya, thinking Hashem and the fruits of its land. However, Rav Chista was saying aretz v'ala peros tam, not qualifying just for the land and for any fruits that you're having. That's referring to someone who eats fruits outside of Eretz Yisrael, and that's how we pass in the Maisa. If a person is eating fruits of Eretz Yisrael, he says aretz v'ala perosaya. If he says and if he has fruits of not Eretz Yisrael, then he says all aretz v'ala perosaya. I once asked Rav Neventhal, what if you're not sure? Let's say I'm in Eretz Yisrael. Baruch Hashem, Eretz Yisrael has a ton of fruits, but a lot of times, still, they also have a ton of imports that they get from other places. So what if I'm really not sure? So Neventhal says, if it's a close to a Safek HaShakol, you have to know. Like the Matthias says that 80% of the grapes are from Eretz Yisrael, then he wouldn't say this. But if it's a close to a Safek HaShakol, Rav Neventhal Paskin for me, they said you used to say Aretz Al Peros, because that's more general, and it's not a lie. If you're saying that you're having Peretz of Al Perosea, it sounds like you're saying a lie, that you're having, I'm having the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. You're obviously not having the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. So he says, when you have a Safek, it's just a good call to know. If you're not able to mivar and you have a Safek, you should say Al Aretz Ve'al HaPeros. Okay, Gemara's continuing discussing which food of Eretz Yisrael after the brachas. Gemara's Amar V'Yitzchak, Barav Dimri, Mishum Rabbeinu, who was Rav Alabea Valabakurpia, an egg, and Rashi says it's called Mine Basar, all types of meat, but Chil Varach Shahakal Vasurf Bornefashas Rabos. You'll say a Shahakal at the beginning, and at the end you'll say Bornefashas Rabos. Avayarka, lo. After eating vegetables, you don't say Bornefashas Rabos. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, no, Afilu Yakar. Yarka, even after having vegetables, you're going to say Bornefashas Avamayala, but when you have water, you don't say Bornefashas Rabos. Papa says Afilu Maya. Even after having water, you have to say the Bracha Bornefashas Rabos. Marzucha Aved Kirav Yitzchak Barav Dimi. Marzutra said he passed in like Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdini, Rav Shimi Barashi Avid Kerav Yitzchak, and Rav Shimi Barashi did like Rav Yitzchak. And the same one to remember this is that there was one like two and two like one. What does it mean? One like two and two like one. Rashi says like the names. When it said Marzutra, it didn't say Ben, whatever who he was. So we just said Marzutra, he's like the one. Avid Kerav Yitzchak Bar Avdini, it said his father's name. That's Ki'ilu, like it's two. So Marzutra, who was saying one name, said like two. And in the second statement, Rav Shimi Barashi, that's two names. Avid Kerav Yitzchak, without mentioning his father's name, that's like two is one. That's the mnemonic. A little bit complicated, but that's how the Gemara wants you to remember it. Amar Rav Ashi, Ana Zimna Devei Matkerna Avida Kulunu. I do like all of them. Meaning, so Shaila is, do I do like all of them, even including Rav Papa? So the Rishon seems to imply, yes, that's what he meant, is even like Rav Papa, even born in Fashos after water. Okay, it says the Gemara now. Tanan, the Mishnah said, Kol Shaton Bracha La'achrav Ton Bracha Lefanav. Whatever needs a bracha afterwards, if you're making a bracha achrona, you're going to be making a bracha rishona. But there are some things that you could say a bracha rishona, not say a bracha achrona. So the Gemara now says, what's this mission referring to? Bishlam Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdini in La Puki Yarka. So now, according to Yitzchak, you may understand this. This is coming to exclude vegetables. The Mishnah, when it said that things that require bracha before and not afterwards, that's referring to vegetables. Okay, meaning that you're not making a bor nefashos. Rav Yitzchak La Puki Mayer. Rav Yitzchak is going to refer to water again, because water, according to him, you didn't make a bor nefashos. So, however, the Rav Papa that said in all of these, he made a bor nefashos. La Puki Mayer. What is the Mishnah coming to exclude? So the Gemara says La Puki Mitzvos is coming to say the bracha, we say brachas a mitzvah, right? What do we say? Shek in tzadav tzav tzivano, naniach tefillin, or mitzvah tzun, whatever bracha we say. So, or at least smaller kol shofar, any brachas a mitzvah that we say, we don't make a bracha after finishing the mitzvah. So the Gemara asks, wait a second, now, Lein Maralva, in Eretz Yisrael, they did make a bracha after putting on tefillin, devasur sakil tefillayo, that after they took off the tefillin, they made a bracha. What did they say? Shek in tzadav tzivano, lishmar chukav, Hashem, who gave us the commandment to hold his mitzvahs. So that puke mai, so according to them, what is this coming to exclude? So Tosfos asks Avis Kasha, just say it's coming to exclude every other birchas mitzvah that doesn't have a bracha achrona. Only tefillin has it, even according to the Bnei Ma'arava. So maybe it's just, I don't know, Tosfos doesn't give an answer to that, but maybe we could just say that since the Mishnah listed a rule, it wouldn't be just, there's still an exception within the exception to the rule, I'm not sure. But either way, that's the question that Tosfos asked. I think it's a very strong question. Lapuke, Rechani. Either way, the Gemara says that according to this shita of the Bnei Ma'arava, they'll answer that this is coming to exclude smells, that fragrances and things of the like, that you never make a bracha achrona. Why not? That seems to be a debate, whether it's just because the smell, by the time that you're done with it, there's still like no sheer for bracha chonar, it's so short, or it's not, you don't enjoy it beforehand. Okay, either way, the Gemara says that fragrances, you don't make a bracha achrona. Okay, now the Gemara discusses, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, kol shub kebeitza, anything that's the size of a beitza, beitza tovim minu. An egg is still healthier than it. An egg is very, very healthy. Kiyasa ravin amar, Tava bayasam and gilgosam meshite kaise sulasa. A lightly roasted egg is better than 6 kaise of flour. So how much is 6 kaise? Rashi says, kaise is the shear of a log. And a log is the shear of 6 basin, of 6 beitzim. So therefore we would say that a kaise is a shear of 636. 36. Okay, so Kiyatar of Dimi Amar, when Dimi came to Bavel, what did he say? Tava bayasa megulgosa meshisisa. Lightly roasted egg is better than 6 kaisi flour. So we said again, 6 kaisi flour would be 36 kibitzim. Metvesa ma'arba. However, a fully roasted egg is going to be only better than 4. So we see that a fully roasted egg is less, is not as good. Mevushalsa, however, a boiled egg, kosha kibetza bisa kavimena levar mibisra. Any food that's the size of an egg, meaning that this is the ikar. A boiled egg is the best. That is what we see from over here, except for meat, though. He says that meat is better than it. Okay, Rabbi Akiva marfila chashelak mezono, you say a benching. So we're asking him, meika midi to have a shelak mezono, is such a thing. A person have vegetable, a whole meal for vegetables that is sustaining him. They never knew that millions of people are going to be having sushi. I think we're at a hard time finding a tzira where people could just be having vegetables for the entire meal. Go to a place that don't even have any pasta whatsoever and they expect you to be full from that. Yes, that exists nowadays. Amar Ravashi, the kelok shel krush, however, yeah, there is some cabbages would fill up people. So it says a Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan. We learn in a Braisa. Where we learn, Tchoy Yafel Shnami Kasha Levinim Ayim. The spleen of meat is good for the teeth, but it's bad for one's stomach. Karshinin Kasha Levinim Yafel Levinim Ayim. Leeks are harmful for someone's teeth, but however, they're good for someone's stomach. Kol yerek chai morik. Any raw vegetable makes someone pale. V'chol katan maktin. Anything that's small, that's not grown fully, is not good. It'll make someone not be able to grow. V'chol nefesh meshiv es hanefesh. And anything that is a life, meaning Rashi's fish, is going to bring life. Meaning very healthy to have a fish. V'chol karov lenefesh meshiv es hanefesh. Anything that's near to the life is also brings life. What is that? So Rashi says, where you shecht by the throat, any of the meat that's closer to the throat is the best type of meat. It's the healthiest. Kruv lemazon, cabbage is very good, and it sustains you. So we see over here, that's why we're bringing this whole brisa, was to teach you this one point. But the Gemara is going to end up analyzing the entire brisa. Tridin, lerafua, beets are good for healing. And the Gemara now says, though, the brisa ends off, oila labayish alefes alveres betocho. That it's very unhealthy to have turnips. That's what the Mishnah seems to imply, that woe is to the house, literally, that your turnips coming in, it's not healthy. Spleen is beneficial for the teeth and harmful for the intestines. My takante, what is someone's refua? How is he going to get out of this? Meaning, if you want to have the good parts of it and get rid of the bad, what are you going to do? Says the Gemara, if you chew it out and spit it out, you'll get the benefits of the spleen with meat without having the harmful effects of having your stomach be in pain or not healthy for your stomach. Says the Gemara, same thing with leeks. We said it's good. It's bad for your teeth, but it's helpful for your stomach. What are you going to do? My takante, what is the, how are you going to get rid of this? How are you going to get the benefits from and not get the negative? If you cook them, then eat them, it'll be good. Says Amar, Kol Yerek Chai Morik. Raw vegetables will make someone pale. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, B'se'uda Rishuna Shel Achar HaKaza. This halacha only is applicable after the first meal after someone is done bloodletting. After that, it is no longer an issue. Okay? Or anything other than that, we're not longer an issue. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol HaOchel, Yerek Kodem Arba Shalos, Asur L'Sapre Yemeno. Someone who eats vegetables in the first 4 hours, and you're talking to him and you didn't eat them, you shouldn't talk to him. My time of Mishim Recha, because the smell is going to get and it not be good for you. I would have thought maybe just Gemara's Choshesh for bad breath. That's not what Rashi said. Rashi said because if someone is smelling the smell of food and he hasn't eaten yet, it's like not healthy for him. So that's why you shouldn't talk to someone who has the smell of vegetable, because they're strong and you're going to smell them and you haven't eaten yet, it's not healthy for you. A person is not supposed to eat raw vegetables before 4 hours. Stop. Never. You're supposed to have raw vegetables before 4 hours of the day. It's not healthy. Continues the Gemara now with a story about this. Amar Mimar Azutra Ravashi Avi Yasre. Mimar Azutra were sitting. Ayisu Kamayu Yerek Chai Kodim Rabashos. They brought before them a Yerek Chai before 4 hours. Amar Ravashi Achol. Amar Ravashi ate it. Amar Azutra Lo Achol. Amar Azutra didn't eat this vegetable before 4 hours. Amru Lei, my Daisich, why aren't you eating it? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol Ochol Yerek Kodim Rabashos, Arsat Abre Amino, Mishum Recha. If it's going to tell me because of Rabbi Yitzchak also, Vahana Kalechin, and I ate it, And you're talking to me. Rav Yitzchak had said two things. One, he said it's unhealthy, but two, he said you shouldn't be talking with someone who had just eaten it because it's not healthy for you to smell it. And yet you're talking to me, but you're not willing to eat it. So you don't hold of Yemimanashach. You're not holding of him, or you are holding of it. No, you're right. I hold of one of them. I only hold of the idea Rav Yitzchak said that it's not healthy to eat it. However, I only hold that it's usher for a person to eat it before for hours. However, to talk to someone eating it is not an issue. So the Gemara now, going back to the Braisa, which said, kol katan maktin, anything that's not good, that's not fully grown, is not healthy for you. Amar of chista, it'll slow your growth. Amar of chista, afilu gadaya bar zuzaya. Even a young animal, if it's not fully developed, is not good to eat. That's only when the animal didn't grow a fourth of what it's supposed to be, what it normally, the full size of it is. However, if it grew a fourth of what the full animal that size is, then it's not an issue. Okay, whereas kol meshiv nefesh, anything that's life is healthy. So what is that? Papa, even these fish found in the swamps, they are healthy. Even I would have thought maybe it's not such a clean area, whatever. Even those are healthy fish. Call it the nefesh meshiv is a nefesh. Anything that's near to life will give someone life. Amar Achabar Yaakov. What is this? Unka. This is specifically meat that I said before that is shechted closer to the throat. Amar, meaning that anything shechted over there was the best part. Amar Rava said to his gabbais, ki maisis li umtza de visha. When you bring me a piece of meat, right? Tarach v'aisi li mehecha de mekar of the Beit Baruch. Make sure that you get it closest to the area where you make a bracha on it. Meaning when you do the shechita, you do make the bracha and then you shech. So make sure to get me a piece of meat closest to where the animal is shechted. That's where the best, the healthiest thing is. The last part, next part of the braisa said, karav lamazun treating the refuah. That we said cabbage is gives you sustenance and beets are used for healing. So the Gemara says that karav lamazun in the refuah. Oh, that sounds like that dafka, the cabbage is only good for sustenance, but it doesn't give you any refuah. High tina, that's not true. She should dvar marpin is a chol mechalav refuah and refuah ve'elu hein kruv utridin. We see that beets are mentioned then. Okay, and the hemshech of the mishnah also mentioned another thing, meyavish, some sort of I think it was some sort of herb or something like that. Meyavish ve'keva ve'resa ve'yorzel kavod are three parts of the animal. Okay, so either way, the point for us though was that a kruv is mentioned in things that are healthy. So it's like Gemara ela ima kruv aflamazo. No, it's also sustains you and makes you full, and in addition to that, it also is very healthy. Okay, so the Gemara now says, "Oilo lebaisha lefes overes b'tocha." That was the last part of the Braisa. The Braisa said that it's not good for someone who has turnips. So says the Gemara, "Is that really true though?" I thought, "Vamar le Rava le Shami Rava used to tell us Gabai ki chazis lifta b'shuka when you see turnips lo temali b'mar kark lerifta." Don't tell me what you're going to have with your bread today. Meaning, I'll get the turnips as much as you can. Whenever it's available in the shuk, go buy it for me. So Rava obviously wouldn't have something unhealthy. Why was Rava eating this? So Gemara mar bayam b'li basar that when so we said is it okay? Is if it's without meat. However, if it is cooked with meat, then it would not be an issue. Rav Amar Rebli Yain, Rava says that when is it not healthy? It's with, if it's had without wine. If you have wine, though, then it's okay. So Gemara says, Itmar Rav Amar Rebli Basar. So Rav says that when is turnips unhealthy? When it's eaten without, when they're cooked without meat. However, Shmuel Amar Rebli Eitzim. He says, Shmuel says, no, differently, that if the turnips are cooked without wood, then it's not healthy. Rav Yochanan Rebli Yain, Rav Yochanan said, without wine. Amar le Rava le Rav Papa Rava said Rav Papa said Duni, you're a guy who makes beers. Rashi Anat Zvira le Bebisa v'Chamra. We weaken the turnips. How do we have it? By having it with meat and wine. Atun Delano Fesh v'Chamra B'Maytavira. You don't have wine. You always have beer. What are you making? How do you have turnips? So he says Amar le. So Rav Papa responded, Bitzivi, we use wood. So he obviously like Shmuel that using cooking it with wood would get rid of the negative effects of turnips. The wife of her papa, after she would cook the turnip, she would weaken it with his large planks of wood, Rashi says. Okay, Tanur Rabbanan. The Braisa says, Dog katan maliach, a small salted fish, pamim shum mimis, sometimes it's really not healthy, it can kill even. When is that? Beshiva, if you salt it on the 7th day, Beshiva, or on the 17th day, Esrim Mishim, on the 27th day. Some say on the 23rd day. Some say this only when it is partially roasted. If it is properly roasted, then there's no problem. And even when it's not properly roasted, it's only when you're not having beer after that. However, if you drink beer after, it'd be no problem. Someone's drinking water to quench his thirst, and he says the bracha. So says the Gemara, why does the Mishnah Dafka say when you're quenching your thirst? It's only having this, if he's choking. He's choking on a piece of meat, and he's only drinking the water to get rid of it, to drink the water, then you would not make a bracha in that situation. He'll just point out that might only be by water. However, other drinks, let's say you're having Gatorade or something fruitful or tasty, then even if you're having it just to clear a throat, you might have to make a bracha. I don't remember halacha maisa, I just remember the Tosu says it over here. So the Gemara wonders now, how do we paskin? In regards to, what do we say, bracha rishona, what do we say, bracha achrona, on water, do we say shahaku, we say fafashas, we paskin like tarfun. So he says, look what Klal Yisrael is doing. What do? That's the halacha. Says Rashi, what do they do? Taka. Rashi says, hayach nogim. And he says, nagul levarach, but chashach levarach, so rabbos vechesun. We make shahakul and burn fafashas, that is our minute today, and that is we do, and that is we paskin, hajjan alch kitzavarach, and 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 hajjan alch